KO4CEF Mobile, and on Echo Link.
Mr. Andrew, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. I slept fairly decent last night for the first time in a while.
Well, that is always a good thing if you get some sleep. I wish I could quit going to bed so late. I'm usually not trying to go to bed about 11, pushing 12 o'clock, and then I always pay for it in the morning. I've just always been a night owl, so I can't hardly get to bed early.
I used to do that. I used to go to bed like at 11 o'clock and get up like 5:30, and it just seems like it wasn't enough sleep and so forth. But basically now that I'm not working and stuff like that, there's times I'm dead asleep at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh yeah, I wish I was better about going to bed at a decent time, but yeah, I usually go to bed. I try to head that way, 10:30, but it's usually after 11 before I even remotely try to fall asleep. So I only get a couple hours. Yeah, I try to get up at 5 a.m. So I punish myself every day, but I keep doing it. I'm not learning my lesson at all.
The days that you do go to bed early, like when you have the Fridays off for Veterans Day, or you have Saturday off and you manage to go to bed, then you find yourself getting up even earlier than what you want because your body's just used to so much sleep. KN4 TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. KO4CES.
Ken, KA3JCA.
How's everybody doing this morning? Plenty of sleep?
Sleep last night there, Ken. I was just telling Andrew about it. It's the first time I've got somewhat of a decent amount of sleep.
Yeah, and I was telling Richard how I go to bed too late all the time. Did it again last night.
My full 8 hours and still got up at 4.
That's what we were just talking about, how you can go to bed early and then you find yourself getting up early or earlier. So, but no, I have to, this getting up early, we just kind of make sure Ashley gets up. You know, she is responsible and she sets her alarm, but sometimes she's a hard sleeper, and so we have to make sure she gets up.
What y'all thinking about the hurricane or tropical storm or whatever it is now? You think it's going to do anything major?
Heavy rain is, tomorrow evening, right?
I'm watching it now, and I actually turned it on just like 2 minutes into our broadcast. So I know it's supposed to start raining in a couple hours from now, but I missed when the heavy part was coming.
It's not a flood time frame, so it'll be out of here by 7 p.m. is what they were looking at.
7 p.m. today or tomorrow?
It should be tomorrow. Yeah, Friday, 7 p.m. It should be well gone.
Yeah, I was thinking he was saying it was, I don't know, the time had changed or something on when it was going to get here and when it was going to leave. I think it's not a good steady rain until later this afternoon, and then most of it would be tomorrow evening.
He just kind of not really summarized, but yeah, she said the rain will start here probably within a couple of hours, and then like I said, I missed the timeline, so I'll catch it here at the bottom of the hour, I believe, when they'll do another report. But I think we're just going to get rain. Apparently it just hit Vero Beach. The main landfall, so KA3JCA.
Made it so bad for Florida, they probably ain't over the last one that came through, so hopefully this one won't be that bad for them.
Last night, all the stuff from the previous hurricane was still stacked up on the streets, and they were afraid the wind off of this one was going to start blowing it around.
I miss Florida, but, the one hurricane that I went through was the three that were back-to-back, Charlie, Jean, and Francis. That's the one that tore up my antennas, my yard, my fence, the screening over the pool at the house that I had. So, needless to say, I would much rather live through the rain than the freezing snow and ice in Delaware, because it's not as treacherous in a wheelchair sliding down a hill when it's wet versus ice. So, but yeah, I do I pray that they don't get hit too hard with that wind.
I think my wife told me yesterday, I think it got up to hurricane winds, which, you know, might be the difference of a couple miles an hour, but still, I think it's 70-something miles an hour. It's Category 1. I don't remember what the rating is, but still, like I said, I hope it's not bad for them.
It was upgraded to that hurricane before it hit Florida. It was just like a Hurricane 1. But, yeah, we'll see what the winds do.
Boys, we decided we were going to wait until Saturday morning to go and start our camp out.
Now, you need to go on Friday. That way you can learn to set the tent up in the rain.
And the wind.
Yeah, I would prefer not to do that if I don't have to. But it's still going to be nasty, because I'm sure we're going to get plenty of rain, and it's going to be, the ground's going to be nice and moist, and just oh, yeah, oh God, it's going to be a pain. And I got to pull the trailer, so the guy's yard we're going to stay in, I'm sure we're going to tear it up pretty good. It's usually a pretty decent amount of people there.
Do you carry, is that for the tents, or all the equipment, or is it like the chuck wagon trailer?
They'll have all the, so it's an enclosed trailer, and they throw all their dry boxes and, you know, tents and their camping kits, their cook kits. I mean, they got these, I wish I had one, but it's heavy as all get out, but it's the metal box that holds their stove and pots and pans and all kinds of stuff. But it's going to be fun trying to get the boys to get it all loaded up first thing in the morning Saturday and try to hurry up and get there.
Step away from the radio for a few seconds, because after this commercial, Perella's going to give us the latest news. So I'll watch and see what I can find about the storm here. KA3JCA.
KO4HX. 5K and 4CFW.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4CEF.
See, you're driving the wife's car again, or here you're driving it.
Yeah, try not to use that $5 gallon diesel fuel that I got in the truck. So I'm driving the car today, I guess probably tomorrow, and then I'll drive my truck Saturday to the Boy Scout thing.
Again. Going up again now, right? Now that the midterms are over?
It already started. I've seen it as high as 549 already.
Oh, I'm telling you, it sucks, because there's a new spinning station that opened right here at 101 in front of the plant, and they had diesel fuel for $4.67, and I had 25 cents off of my spinks for signing up on the app, and I was going to use it, and now it's up to $4.99. Yesterday, who knows what it is today, but so that would just totally negate my 25 cent savings.
You pulled it, the hurricane didn't go into the Gulf and come into Houston or that area, New Orleans.
Well, if we have something bad that happens to our refineries, we are in trouble. That's where that 25 days comes in. So I did learn that. We're not going to run out, but that's just how much we have on hand in reserve if something was to happen. So if they quit refining, that's where the 25 days comes in for diesel fuel.
One snafu, that's it.
Yeah, and at the rate we're going, that's just right around the corner.
And sell some more reserve to somebody. Phillips Petroleum was laying off.
Oh, I can believe it. I mean, they're trying to hang on to whatever capital they got and reinvest it. And like, that's what I was reading that video or watching that video, and he was talking about why there's no new refineries coming online. And it was the Chevron CEO or something, and he's like, there's better things for us to invest our money in, because if we invest in billions of dollars in a new refinery, we're not going to get our money out with the current administration that's in place, because, you know, he's already said he wants to get rid of oil and coal, so they're just not going to be able to make their money back.
The next administration, you know, changes it. Man, you still got planning, probably 7 or 8 years out, easy.
That video, I think he said it took 20 years or something like that to get the money back.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, and I think it was, I don't remember who owned the refinery that was damaged down in Texas when that hurricane came through, and they said just to get it back up and running, so not even building a brand new one, but to get it back up and running would cost them $1 billion investment. But since they know they're not going to be in business much longer, or at least selling fuel like they were, I mean, they're not going to invest that kind of money, and I honestly don't blame them, man. At the end of the day, it's a corporation, and they got to try to stay viable and make money. So I hate to say it. They can place the blame all they want, but it's our current administration's fault.
100% agree.
Did I double with somebody? Because I heard somebody say 7-3.
I think you and I doubled there to start just a little bit, but I got the gist of what you were saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is that time for me, so I'm going to hop out of this car and start walking on in the plant. So y'all be safe out there on the road this morning. Richard, if you're back, you have a good day. If not, y'all let him know that I said that. But hopefully we'll talk with y'all this evening. I'll probably try to work about 4:30 or so. So anyway, y'all have a good one. 7-3-KO4-CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
His fault. He hired too aggressively because they thought the business was going to grow and it didn't.
Today's the day that flagpole's supposed to come down.
We'll see if they take it down.
Isn't a business or a residence there, so they had to do something.
So is a Confederacy not a business?
Group, but there isn't any. They just own the property. There isn't a building on that property, I don't believe.
So like if they are an LLC or, you know, a nonprofit, something like that, that's still considered a business, that would be able to do that.
You would think they'd have better things to do than to just plague somebody about a flagpole.
I remember all the trouble they get the guy over on 123 about putting that flagpole up over there, and he's just flying the American flag.
Put up a flagpole if I want, right?
See a problem with it? I mean, what's the big deal about putting up a flag in the country you live in? I don't get that. How does that offend somebody? You wanted to live here. It's by choice. You can leave.
And if you don't like it, just go someplace else.
I don't understand why everybody's getting their feelings hurt so much. You know, if I typically don't like something, then I just don't get around it or don't pay it any attention. You know, I don't let it affect my life in that way.
Nowadays, just can't get it out of their head. You know, everybody's supposed to have the same opinion that they are. And I guess that's the way they were brought up.
So, but what you got? You got any plans this weekend? I know it's supposed to rain tomorrow, today and tomorrow, but maybe Saturday's supposed to be nice.
Everything's set in stone. I think we were going to maybe try to go to my brother's house one day just to visit with him, but it's the second Saturday, and he usually has a fishing tournament on the second Saturday, so he's probably fishing, so Saturday's probably out. You got to clean the truck up a little bit, clean it out so I can take you Thanksgiving to up to Raleigh, because I got to bring back some furniture for a relative.
That thing all the way to Raleigh and back? Taking your little car. But if you got to bring some furniture back, I guess you're not going to do that.
I'm going to take the car. And then, I got to bring a crib back and I guess some other stuff. So, well, I just have to see how it works out.
I have to budget for that.
It only gets about 20 miles to the gallon, something like that. Probably leave Tuesday night, I think.
At KO4 HKX, I'm trying to decide how I want to do my Thanksgiving week this year. I normally take Thursday and Friday off, but I don't know. I have tossed around the idea of just taking a whole week off.
Even a year to be spending money on, you know, stuff like that, because everybody's spending it on something else, and then, you know, turkeys and dinner and food and that is just sky high right now. It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's definitely a shock to the system every time you walk into a store.
And here lately, you can't find a good supply of turkeys. You know, they had, you know, 15 or 20 of them, but that's about it. That was even at Walmart up there in Kentucky.
Saying Lidl or Aldi, one or the other, I can't remember which one, had turkey on sale earlier this week, I believe it was.
They had them for 49 cents a pound. We didn't go until later that afternoon, and those were already gone, but I did pick up one for 98 cents. That was pretty good. Over there at Publix, they were $2 or something.
What going on in the world right now.
You're right about that. Everything is, you know, you got a million turkeys, and if one of them gets sick, they make you take them all out. And it's like, really, that just doesn't make any sense.
How they're starting to pile in here now. Funny watching them roll in.
Asleep.
So, but at least they're showing up. I know yesterday, it's like everybody was just decided to take the day off.
You know, I'll probably try to work on my code plug a little bit, get it set up for going up to my sister.
Imagine around Raleigh, there'll be plenty of DMR repeaters to get on.
Try to figure it all out, get it in there and see what I can do.
And working on a code plug to put Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, all the channels in there, and then you can just build your zones the way you want, however you want to from in there. So that works out pretty good.
Changed mine a little bit from the last one that he gave me. Move stuff around where it was a little bit more user-friendly for me.
How come he's just putting it in the channels? He's putting all the channels in, and then you have to move your channels to the zone where you want it and organize it the way you want to. But you have everything in the radio. It's just you got to put it where you can use it and how you want it organized. That's what we've been working on.
Into a code plug and I dump it into my radio, doesn't it overwrite the ones that I already had in there?
But you can send him what you've changed, and he can add just the channels to what you've got. That's what he did for me. And that worked out pretty good, because then I had all of South Carolina, North Carolina, DMR, and VHF, and then I just put them in the zones that I wanted them. And I can do that from the radio, and it's actually pretty easy from the radio. I was sitting here yesterday waiting on customers, and I run through several of them just from the front panel.
Much from the front panel. I just scroll through the memory. I have did like a scan list and, you know, made it scan and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Actually, I found it fairly easy to program. You just go to settings, go down to zone, add zone, name it whatever you want it to name it, and then it asks you if you want to edit it or edit channels, and then you just start going through and picking the channels you want to put in that zone, and when you're done, you just back out and click save and go on, and there it is. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
My ears are burning. I must have heard about the code plug burglary, KA3JCA.
Talking about you, was we?
Sure. We were just talking about the code plug that where you're adding the state channels.
So, what I'll do is it will include all of Georgia, depending on the number. I may break it down to, like you said, Patrick, Eastern Georgia. And then he'll have all of North Carolina, all of South Carolina, catalog, UHF, VHF, and Kentucky and Tennessee.
And doing is just from the front panel, I've been building my code plug just in my radio, because all the channels are there. All I got to do is organize them into the drawer that I want them put in, which is my zone, and that way I can easily find them.
Get some modifications to your code plug, because like Patrick said, I could get that from you and then I could append to the bottom of your list other things that you want to add.
I changed a couple of things so that it make it, for me, a little bit user friendly for what, you know, for what I was doing.
One of the things I wish it did, but it really doesn't. So like, if you're still using one of the code plugs I gave you, you'll notice that it currently has South Carolina DMR stations in. Then it went to a list of analog VHF, UHF, I believe, how it was set up. Then it went to North Carolina DMR. So what I'm trying to do is to put the analog UHF repeaters in groups separated by one or two lines in the code plug in alphabetical order, but South Carolina was already listed. I'm not going to move all that stuff around up above that. So the bottom should now have, like, Georgia, then North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Tennessee, kind of like in that order. So, but, you know, you could set up one or two different code plugs, kid, on your laptop or your computer, and you could actually program one for, like, just Kentucky or Tennessee, or, like, the, you could set it up, and then just before you leave, you just write that code plug to your radio if you don't want to try to put stuff in zones.
Well, I've made it here to work, so I'm going to have to say 73 to you guys, Richard, Miss Sally, and Ashley, and Patrick. You guys have an awesome day. Stay safe out there, and I'll try to catch you later this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Skin, have a good day. KO4HGX.
KA3JCA.
The thing about that is now we can all be on the same firmware, and you ain't got to bounce around back and forth for all the different firmwares. You can bring all the radios up to 3.0, the Anytones anyway, and go from there.
I'm actually waiting for them to come out with a 3.0 for the 578 mobile, because that one is, the mobile still at 116. But yeah, you're right. And I don't know if I told you yesterday or the day before, that guy is actually sending me his radio because he can't get the computer. It has something to do with his firewall or his internet or something, but it won't let him load that CPS. So he's sending me the package. I hope it arrives today. I'll go ahead and update it to version 3.0 and get it all programmed and sent back to him.
I'm glad. I know he'll be glad to get it back, and appreciate you helping him out there.
It was actually pleasant because yesterday and the day before, he called and just wanted to rag you. Now, he's probably 20 years older than I am, but he was reading part of my QRZ page, and we had a lot of interest where we were both in the service. Some of the radios that I've used before when I was a young boy, he's used. He flies planes, or did fly planes, or was into airplanes like I was with the old Cessna when he was in Civil Air Patrol. And we just had quite a few things for my bio that he did the same thing. So it was a common interest. And so we ragged for like about an hour.
That's the nice thing about this hobby is there's so many people to meet and so many different interests. You can find about anything you're looking for on here, just asking questions and meeting new people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You remember last night when you were showing your screen or on the net last night? Well, I went to log in and get before, so I went in and I had to turn off my Windows firewall, or actually tell it to disable the firewall for a 24-hour period. So I just have to make sure I do that before every time I call the net, because if I don't, for some reason, it does not like that software.
Uninstalled, I haven't had any more issue out of it, so hopefully not. Won't be that big a deal.
And Ashley just came up, said something. I gotta find out what's going on. KA3JCA. Yeah, KA3JCA. How about Ashley had a problem with one of my outdoor lights, and I think what happened, even though it's an LED, she turned it on, and I think it burned out, because we've had it for like 4 or 5 years.
Richard, but I'm gonna have to say 73 myself. I got to get the truck opened up and get it ready for business today. You be careful today if you go anywhere, and maybe I'll talk to you on down the log. You and Miss Ashley and Sally have a good day. 73's KO4HGX, I'm clear.
All right, Patrick, 73KA3JCA.